Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Bing now powers 20% of searches in the UK. YouTube is to launch a new player and Nordic M-commerce is on the rise. Bing now powers one in five of all searches in the UK. A series of reports released by Comscore reveals that the Microsoft search engine has now surpassed the 20% mark. This is particularly important in the UK market, where an IAB digital ad report showed that paid search accounted for 51% of all digital advertising spend. Bing's UK head of sales, Revleen Beeston, said that these figures clearly demonstrate Bing's growing presence within the search market. The reason for the growth lies in Bing's strategy to develop partnerships with other sites in order to run their internal search engines, such as all Microsoft sites, Yahoo sites, and businesses like Gumtree. Beeston also added that Bing empowers marketers to harness these insights to make meaningful connections. YouTube has launched a new insight player for online publishers. The player is part of a new partnership between the video site and a number of leading European news publishers. Named the YouTube Player, the company says that it'll be available across thousands of devices all around the world and will give publishers the opportunity to directly control ad formats and make publication easier. Parent company Google says that the new player will be specifically tailored to the needs of news industry and aims to reduce the complexity of uploading content whilst increasing revenue for publications. Jermaine Frasser, digital product director at the publisher Unidad Editorial, says that we're very excited to partner with the brand that is synonymous with digital video worldwide. Nordic M-commerce has seen a major increase in the last few years, according to Dibs, the Scandinavian payment service. There has been an increase of 100% in the last 3 years in the Nordic region's M-commerce market. During the same period, the number of mobile purchases in Norway has doubled, whilst nearly 40% of online customers have shopped on a mobile device in the last 6 months. In the past year, Swedish e-commerce has seen an increase of 12%, whilst over 40% of people in the country say they have bought an item online on a mobile device in the last 6 months, slightly more than in Norway. In Denmark, the e-commerce market has grown by 41%, reaching an annual revenue of 58.7 billion Danish krone. A large number of European consumers think video advertising ruins the online experience. When questioned, 92% of people in the UK, France, and Germany said that changes needed to be made to the format in order to improve the user experience. When asked to identify the specific objections to the form of advertising, the most popular answer was that videos were often irrelevant, followed closely by the amount of video ads across the web. Mark Blair from Bright Cove, who conducted the survey, said that consumers absolutely have the right to avoid intrusive ad experiences, but at the same time, companies have the right to monetize and promote their content. When asked how they would improve the videos, 58% of respondents said they would be more tolerable if the video was interactive, and 57% said they would like them to be shorter. And finally, Twitter will make changes to its strict 140-character limit. From the 19th of September this year, Twitter will no longer include photos, quoted tweets, GIFs, other usernames, and more in its character limit, meaning users have much more space available for text. The change was announced in May, but Twitter has waited over 4 months before implementing it. The alterations have been made in order to make Twitter more approachable for newcomers by making it easier to understand, something the social platform has struggled with in recent months. CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, has said that items such as links or visual content would no longer use up valuable characters. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.